Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off.
Oh, Chesterfield.
Sound off.
Oh, Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today.
Someone.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guests, Miss Kathy Crosby and Mr. Bob Crosby. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can stand another Crosby, here's Bing Crosby.
Crosby. Ken, I want to compliment you. That was very nice. That introduction was very short, simple, and succinct to the point.
Well, Bing, I didn't want to do anything ponderous tonight.
No, let's not ever do that.
After all, it's getting awfully close to March 15th, and I didn't want to tax your imagination, any.
Ken, no one has to worry about taxes this year. Haven't you heard?
What?
We don't have to pay taxes this year.
What do you mean?
All the tax collectors are on the lam.
Bing, I hear there's soon going to be a heavy tax on necking.
Necking?
That's right.
Well, what do you know? Who'd ever thought that one day the drive-in movies would be the source of balancing the budget?
You know what? I don't think there should be a tax on kissing.
No, that's murder.
Oh, it'd keep people apart.
Yeah, and just after they invented chlorophyll, too. I tell you, Ken, tax time gives us all fits of despair. Bob Hope is so sad he's wearing his money belt at half mast.
Boys in deep mourning, huh?
Deep mourning.
I wonder if Bob has filled out his form yet.
Years ago, Ken. No, wait.
I was referring to his tax form.
And that's pretty fat, too. I don't know about Hope, Ken, but personally, I've listed him as a dependent.
Oh, Bing, how can you list Bob Hope as a dependent?
Well, he's old, and I care for him.
How touching.
Yes, he does that, too.
But, Bing, when you list a person as a dependent, he has to be supported by you and dependent on you.
Well, haven't you seen our movies? And I don't see why we're standing here complaining about taxes just because we're in pain.
Oh, of course not, Bing. Taxes touch us all.
Touch us. They knock us flat on our deduction.
You know, a funny thing. This morning as I was driving into town, I saw a little squirrel standing alongside the highway.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sack of nuts slung over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It was his life savings. He was thumbing his way to Washington to pay up.
That little squirrel's going to be in big trouble when he gets to Washington.
How so?
Fur coat.
Oh, but it's...
Stripping. On the level, Ken, taxes go for many useful and vital things, including the new federal project number 8,426... Dash S.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds like a big project. What is it?
They're going to move the Mojave Desert to Washington, D.C. They need parking space for all the witnesses in the congressional investigations.
Never
cram
them all in. Never.
I've got to get along here. We've got an opening selection with a popular number called Be My Life's Companion. It's very big in the jukeboxes. The Mills Brothers have a fine platter on it. Are you ready?
My life's companion, and you'll never grow old. I'll love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've got to stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. Be my life's company. mind, you'll never grow old.
No, no.
You'll never grow old.
No.
You'll never grow old.
Never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old. I know a man who's lonely, and he's only 33.
No one wants to be old at 33.
'Cause your disposition sours like a lemon on a tree.
So glad it happened to you.
And don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old.
Never, never.
I'll love you so much
that
you'll never grow old.
Never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold.
Be my life's companion. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old.
Today, there are over 100 brands of cigarettes for sale in the USA. One stands out.
It's Chesterfield, the first cigarette in America to name all of its ingredients. Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested moistening agents. Proved by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure, harmless, and far more costly glycerol. Nothing else.
You can be glad if you smoke Chesterfields because they give you every advantage known to modern science. Supervised by experts in the most modern research laboratories, and made by experts in the newest and most modern cigarette factories. Outside independent consultants include scientists from leading universities. For you, that means that Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and no unpleasant aftertaste. All for your smoking pleasure and protection. They satisfy millions.
This is Mr. Charles Trenet's lovely French melody called L'Enfant. Over here they call it At Last.
I dreamed, oh how I dreamed, a dream of love to be. In vain, always in vain, love never came to me. Then suddenly you looked at me, and all at once I knew my whole life through, my dreams were always of you. At last, you're in my arms, you're in my arms, where you should be. Not a dream, warm and real, close to me. At last, you're mine to love, you're mine to love forevermore. Mine to hold, mine to be living for. Kiss me and say you always will stay. For come what may, my darling, right or wrong, this is where you belong. This is where you belong. at last you're all my own, and all my lonely days are past. Mine to hold, mine to love here at last. At last, at last, I love you so. At last, it's you I know I've waited for. To have, to hold forevermore.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to further and perpetuate the good old custom of having relatives drop by for a visit once in a while, tonight I've invited some of my kinfolk to stop in and sort of pass the time of day. Approaching the mic now is a fellow who I love like a brother. In fact, he is my brother. By the way, which one are you?
Well, I'm Bob, the fun-loving brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Bob, hey.
Thank you.
Time, cut. Don't just stand there bowing or something. What are you doing? What are you up to? You're bowing and giving him the rack? The whole...
Well, this is television, isn't it?
Heavens to Godfrey, no, this is radio.
Radio, how quaint.
Oh, now just... Oh, I got to get it from you, too.
You know, I wonder why you always stick up for radio. Are you afraid of television?
I think it's the other way around. I'll tell you something, Bob. I think you're game. You're brave. You're courageous. I see you do lots of shots on TV.
Well, it's only natural that the handsomest of the Crosbys should be first on television.
Let me see if you're bleeding anywhere. Now, you're gorgeous. You really are.
Well, you're nice to admit it, Bing, but I don't see why you couldn't do both TV and radio. Bob Hope does it.
Oh, what a shabby example. You know, though, he has come up with a wonderful idea, Bob has, when color television comes in.
Yeah, what's his idea?
Well, he's going to broadcast the frost warnings in a suit of long red underwear.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yes, and I've got 50% of the programs. He's going to use my underwear.
Well, that's why the world loves you, Bing. You won't go on television yourself, but you're a big enough man to let your underwear show.
I want to participate in this great new medium, even if in a very minor degree. Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Is your underwear going to get any billing on Bob's program?
Billing? You bet your life. My name is on the flap in Petty Point. I do hope Bob backs into the camera now and then.
Oh, he will. He will.
Why?
That's his best angle.
Hey, you are afraid. You're talking, son.
Now, Bing, this is wonderful news to me.
Really?
I can't tell you how glad I am that you're going to be represented on TV before long.
Wait a minute. I want to just ask you something. What is this sudden interest you're taking in my career?
Well,
what prompted this? I found out something. But what?
Well, I found out something that convinces me that your career is really my career.
Yeah? What are you talking about?
Well, this is probably going to come as a blow to you, but I had to be looking through the family birth certificates, and I found out that they got the names all mixed.
Then you mean?
I'm really you.
You must be kidding. If you're me, who am I?
Me.
Are you sure all the birth certificates in our family got mixed up?
All of them.
Well, then what does that make Brother Everett?
Sister Mary Rose.
Well, you'll just have to go to Ori Kelly for a new wardrobe. That's it. Well, this is fantastic. This is fabulous. I'm not going to take this lying down, you know.
Now, please, don't cause a scene on my show.
This is going too far. You mean we got to make a complete switch?
That's right.
You mean you get my money and I get, you should excuse the expression, yours? I will not go on with this thing. Take my ball out of the rack, boy.
That's the way it is.
Incidentally, now that you have my name, what are you going to do first?
Collect my Social Security.
Hey, wait. I think we... Whoa, we've gone far enough with this bit, haven't we?
Maybe we've gone too far.
Let's just be ourselves, huh?
Hey, it was wonderful having money for a while, though.
You're always beefing about loot and everything. You're doing all right. Incidentally, I want to congratulate you. That song you wrote with Del Sharbat,
Silver and Gold, that's a good song.
Well, thank you. Got another song out now called Kathy. Wrote it with Jack Elliott.
I suppose it's dedicated to your daughter, Kathy?
That's right. Kathy and I have a Capitol record on it.
Oh, you and daughter Kathy have a record on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gives me an idea. I must do a record with Gary sometime.
That'd be great. I think that'd be great.
Well, good luck to you and Kathy on your record, Bob. Where is Kathy? Where's the young lady?
She's standing out there in the wings. She's calmly awaiting her cue like a two cousin.
Well, good. Come on out, Kathy. Come on.
Kathy.
Hi, Uncle Bing.
Well, Kathy, it's nice to have you here with us tonight.
Kathy, tell your Uncle Bing where you went this afternoon.
Where were you?
I went to a beauty parlor and had my hair done especially for this program.
Oh, especially for this program, huh?
Daddy says that way it's deductible.
March, everybody's on the TV.
Gee, beauty parlors are fun.
Aren't they, Gabe?
You know, Uncle Bing, the funniest thing happened to me at the beauty parlor this afternoon.
What happened that was so funny, Kathy?
Well, a lady came into the beauty parlor carrying a French poodle.
Oh, and the lady got a poodle haircut, huh?
No, the poodle got a lady haircut.
Well, I walked right into that one, didn't I? Kathy, anyhow, you've had a new arrival out here at your house since I saw you last, true?
That's right. I have a new baby sister. Her name is Malia.
Malia, huh?
That's Hawaiian for Mary.
A Hawaiian? Mm-hmm. Well, I must remember to bring my ukulele to the christening party.
Well, you go on. If I want a ukulele, I'll go get Godfrey.
No, I'm just ribbing, Bob.
Well, don't rib about my children's name.
Please. Bob, if I've hurt you, I apologize for my little jest. Prove now my good faith. I promise you that the very first baby girl the stork brings to our house, we'll name her Sweet Little Annie.
That'll be the day, and aloha.
Thank you for your aloha. Kathy, getting back to you now, let's talk about you. What have you been doing with yourself outside of sitting in the beauty parlor where a poodle gets a lady haircut?
Well, I've been working as a babysitter.
Oh, that's smart. You pick up a little work around the neighborhood, huh?
I never have to leave the house.
Saving carfare, huh? Say, Bob, I want to congratulate you. You and June have 5 children now, haven't you?
Yep. Well, we've got you on this, boy. June and I have 3 boys, 2 girls. That's a full house.
Better check the rules, kid. 4 of a kind beats a full house anyway.
Oh, man, I quit. You've got the pot.
Oh, no, take another look, boy. I'm quite svelte. I see. Well, oh, yes. Well, we're telling me you're talking about the babysitting business, huh, Kathy? How's it going?
Last week, I cleared $2.70.
What do you mean you cleared $2.70? How's that happen?
Well, I really made $3, but Uncle Everett takes 10%.
Can you beat that?
I think she's getting a break. He nicks me for 20%.
Well, Ev always did love children. Children and dogs. Of course, dogs bite him. But...
I'd like to bite him, too.
Well, I get my teeth, I'll go with you.
This could be bigger than Quo Vadis.
That's good. Kathy and Bob, now that you're assembled here this evening, this would be a nice opportunity to sort of sing that song that you recently recorded, huh?
Well, I'd be very happy to. That is, if Kathy feels up to it.
What do we got to lose, Daddy? If we get in trouble, Uncle Ben can always step in and save the day.
Isn't it amazing how this propaganda penetrates even to the children of the land?
Ladies and gentlemen, here then is a new song entitled Kathy.
Never was a girl half as sweet a girl as Kathy. Never was a smile like the sunny smile of my Kathy. Blue as any skies are her laughing eyes when she holds my hand. All the world seems grand to me. When she walks along, robins sing a song for my Kathy. Roses on the vine seem to take a shine to Kathy. Gee, she thrills me so, no one else I know can make me feel so happy. Show me anyone underneath the sun half as wonderful as Kathy.
Kathy, what have you got to sing about all this?
Now, don't be nervous. Daddy's shaking enough for both of us.
Never was a guy half as sweet a guy as Daddy.
Well, thank you, honey.
Never was a smile like the sunny smile of Daddy.
Pretty as can be, am I proud, oh gee. And when she holds my hand, all the world seems grand to me.
While we stroll along, he sings me a song, my Daddy. Want the world to know, he's my favorite foo, my Daddy.
That's Boo, not Boo.
Gee, she thrills me so, no one else I know can make me feel so happy.
Show me anyone underneath the sun half as wonderful as Daddy.
Well, thank you.
Half as wonderful as my Kathy.
Ooh.
You heard me.
Half as wonderful as Kathy.
That was very sweet, Kathy and Boo. Pretty good melody you got there, Bob.
Would you care to sing something to me, Bing?
Well, this is family night. Will you join in with me?
Well, certainly. Wow. You sing to me and I'll sing to you.
This ought to be real cozy.
Who's the sweetest brother? I love him like no other. Bobby. Who's my pride and joy? The all-American boy. Bingsy.
Wait a minute, John. I don't know. This is a little too saccharine, don't you?
This might be a little too precious to be believable. Huh?
Why don't we start all over and really, you know,
and level, huh?
Okay, you take it first.
Ah, here we go.
Bob, when you were born, who dressed you night and morn?
It's gonna be good.
Brother Harry. With those safety pins, your aim was very bad.
Oh, that was Larry.
I still have the scars, I'll tell you this.
Bob, do you recall when we both were small? I laced your shoes for you and gave me a hot foot too.
Yeah, but it didn't even take.
When from school I'd steal, you'd always, always squeal to Daddy. When I played golf with you, all you'd let me do is caddy.
Lost all my Spalding dots.
We're just kidding, folks. These are family jokes. But there's one brother who puts his arm around your neck, swears your pals by heck, but never pays his check. That's Everett. In Richmond, too, Chesterfield factories are making for you the finest smoke you'll ever taste. Much milder with no aftertaste. Mildness Plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness Plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
North, south, east, west, it's Chesterfield. They like the best cigarette for you.
That's right.
So here's what we want you to do.
That's right.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield and do it.
Today!
Remember, friends, Chesterfield has for your smoking pleasure and protection every advantage known to modern science. For you, this means Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Miss Patty Page sang a song on our show a few weeks back, which I like very much. In fact, I even feel brave enough to have a go at it.
A gypsy with a crystal ball to gaze in and look into the future, so they say. But I am so afraid of fortune tellers to know the truth might cast my world away. Now just suppose I called upon a gypsy to find you're gonna break my heart someday. So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, and you can keep me guessing, come what may. Now just suppose I called upon a gypsy to find you're gonna break my heart someday. So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing, come what may. Yes, you can keep me guessing, come what may.
Now, thanks to Kathy and Brother Bob for a most charming visit this evening.
It sure was fun, Uncle Bing.
Oh, you were fine, Kathy, and you're getting to be such a young lady here. I bet before we know it, you'll be going out on dates, huh?
Oh, I already had a date.
Oh, is this right, Bob?
Yep, that's right. She went to the movies with a boyfriend of hers the other night.
Uh-huh. Did you take your friend to see the picture your dad's in, the two tickets to Broadway?
No, we went to another movie.
Why?
It's no fun sitting in a balcony with a boy when your father's watching you from the screen.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Bob, we're going to entertain Humphrey Bogart and Miss Lorraine Bacall.
Say, I happen to hear Bogart sing on your show about a month
ago. Comes on, don't he?
Yeah, he does pretty good.
And Bacall's got a very big bass note there. In addition to singing next week, however, we're going to present a thrilling version of the great motion picture, The African Queen. Well, come on, Kathy and Bob, I'll take you to Wilwright's. What do you say? We have a soda, huh?
You really going to spring for a soda?
Certainly, I'm going to spring.
Gosh, what a night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much. She wasn't too enthusiastic, was she? No, thank you.
Sound off for Chesterfield. Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Folks, help a neighbor across the nation, across the world, by giving generously to your Red Cross. Remember, we need a lot from the Red Cross this year, so let's give a lot through the Red Cross.